KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a few lingering snow flurries here in Atlantic, and it's currently 23 degrees at the Nishna Valley's official weather station. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, two men from Colorado were arrested Saturday morning in Creston on drug and other charges. Creston police arrested 38-year-old Cameron Murphy of Denver, Colorado, at 800 West Taylor Street at around 3:30 a.m. for being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, and OWI first offense. Murphy was later released on a $5,000 bond. 46-year-old Kenneth Scott, also from Denver, Colorado, was arrested at around 6 a.m. Saturday at the same location for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Scott was later released on a $1,000 bond. Friday night, 40-year-old Sean Parmenter of Creston was arrested in the 500 block of North Cherry Street in Creston. Parmenter was booked into the Union County Jail on a Union County warrant for unauthorized possession of offensive weapons. He was later released on a $5,000 bond. 26-year-old Trevor Kincaid of Creston was arrested Friday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. And Friday afternoon, Creston police arrested 42-year-old Jeremy Hyatt of Creston at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for interference with corrections officials. Hyatt was later released on a $1,000 bond. Well, the weather this morning has affected some of the area school districts in our KJAN listening area. Coon Rapids Bayard has canceled classes for today. Again, no school at Coon Rapids Bayard. We have two-hour late starts reported in Panorama, Tri-Center, Trainer, Underwood, and West Harrison. Nearly 9 inches of snow has been reported in northeastern Iowa's Blackhawk County from a late winter storm that's hampering travelers. The National Weather Service said this morning that 8 inches have been reported elsewhere in the northern half of the state, where a winter storm warning remains in effect. The Iowa Transportation Department says dozens of highways are covered with snow, imperiling drivers. Authorities in several counties report dozens of weather-related accidents. There have been no deaths reported, however. And the Iowa Department of Transportation is reporting roads in the immediate listening area from Atlantic on north through Elkhorn and Audubon are completely covered with snow, some icy bridges, and of course there's blowing snow out there as well. Interstate 80 is partially covered with snow this morning. Bridges are icy and there is blowing snow there as well. And that same situation applies to most of the southwest Iowa listening area until you get to the east of Stewart a little bit. Then there's a little bit of a clearing on the roadway. Well, a critical meeting at the Capitol tomorrow will determine whether the current year's state budget needs to be cut more and whether legislators will have to dramatically scale back their tentative plans for next year.
That could definitely happen.
And that is State Representative Pat Grassley, a chairman of the Budget Writing Committee in the Iowa House. The reason for the uncertainty? State tax collections are running far behind expectations, barely 2% ahead of last year. Jeff Robinson is a fiscal analyst for the Legislative Services Agency, or LSA.
Although the revenue news is fairly grim this far for the fiscal year 2017, the bulk of tax year 2016 income tax processing remains. And there are reasons to believe the tax filing season, when completed, will be positive for revenue growth.
Although charts show the state of Iowa has collected $88 million more in taxes during the past 8 months, Robinson said there are processing issues that make revenue growth over the previous year far, far lower, in the range of only about $8 million, with just 3 months left in the state's current budgeting year. Any new spending cuts will likely lead to layoffs in state agencies. Representative Chris Hall of Sioux City is the top-ranking Democrat in the House Budgeting Committee.
It is hard times and very hard morale for anybody who is working in public service.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds said the situation is compounded because most state agencies have not had a budget boost for the past 6 years, and layoffs may be the only option left if more reductions are required.
There's just not a lot of other areas that we can, you know, that we can cut. So we'll just have to, you know, wait and see what the REC says and be ready to go from there.
The REC is the Revenue Estimating Conference, a three-person board that sets the official estimate of future state tax revenues. Their estimates govern how much state officials may spend. State agencies are already implementing the agreement legislators and the governor made last month to cut $118 million in spending to avoid a deficit. About 2 months into the session, Republicans have moved quickly to capitalize on their control of both legislative chambers, but plenty of work remains as they push through a conservative agenda. Among the priority issues will be efforts to restrict abortion rights. The Senate passed a bill that would forego federal Medicaid dollars to create a state-run family planning program that excludes abortion providers. The measure is awaiting House activity. Anti-abortion or pro-life groups, if you will, are also supporting a bill that would ban most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. On wages, the Iowa House approved a bill banning local governments from approving a minimum wage that exceeds the state rate of $7.25 an hour, and that measure now shifts to the Senate. The Senate will also take up a bill that would require people to show identification at voting places, and a measure making sweeping changes to Iowa's gun law. A group of Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, or ICCI, is holding a series of meetings across the state over the next several weeks to gain input on what changes should be made to the so-called master matrix. ICCI spokeswoman Erica Blair says they've already heard from many Iowans who universally want one type of change in the scoring system used to evaluate the siting of feeding operations.
Larger separation distances between a factory farm or a stream or a factory farm and somebody's house. People would like to have more site specificity, so the master matrix doesn't really take into consideration the landscape that it's in, so whether it's in karst terrain or if it's near a stream.
Making key changes in the matrix, Blair says they're hoping to seek better protections for agricultural runoff.
The goal of strengthening the master matrix would be to reduce runoff, reduce manure pollution, and make sure that we have better water in Iowa.
Blair says legislative action may need to be taken in order to get stronger rules.
The legislature certainly could make these changes or call for the DNR to open the master matrix rules back up. And we are seeing people across the state calling on their legislators to do something about it.
Leaders in Pocahontas and Webster counties have sent letters to lawmakers and to the DNR, she says, asking for a moratorium on new construction until the issue is addressed. The ICC meetings would be scheduled for Wednesday, March 15th in Greenfield, March 21st in Lauraville, March 30th in Ames, April 4th in Solon, and April the 8th in Lamars. A veteran Republican congressman is voicing support for a right-wing Dutch politician who opposes immigration and has spoken against Islam. Representative Steve King of Iowa, in a tweet yesterday, paid tribute to Geert Wilders, a veteran member of the Dutch parliament who founded the Party of Freedom. It came as the Dutch prepare for an election this Wednesday. In the post on his verified Twitter account, King, who served in the U.S. House since his election in 2002, said Wilders, quote, understands that culture and demographics are our destiny. We can't restore our civilization without somebody else's, or rather with someone else's babies. King is among conservatives who have strongly advocated an end to the U.S. practice of granting automatic citizenship to children born here to parents who are now in the country illegally. And this is National Problem Gambling Month, Gambling Awareness Month. The manager of the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program, Eric Price, says the goals of that program are simple.
To help promote the awareness of problem gambling and to promote the conversation, to have the conversation amongst family members, professionals, and others about problem gambling.
Price told the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission last week that it's important to continue pushing awareness of the issue.
We know that there are between 8 and 12 million people in the United States that meet the criteria for a gambling disorder, and yet fewer than 1% actually receive the services that they might be in need of. So that's important as to why we continue to have not only focus here in the month of March, but also throughout the year about encouraging Iowans to have the conversation with each other.
And he says about 1% or some 20,000 people in Iowa are problem gamblers, but a small percentage of them are taking advantage of the help that is available. The free help with problem gambling is available by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF or online at 1-800-BETS-OFF.org. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.